This is Monday Night Fallout with your hosts, Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, it's time for Fallout.
Welcome, everyone, to Hell in a Cell Fallout. I am T-Rock Plutonium, the world's only sign-spinning luchador. And we have quite a show for you tonight, and a very interesting Hell in a Cell. Let's get our panel revved up. First, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister!
That's right. Hey, what's going on, guys? Minister of Sinister on the panel.
Yeah, Minister of Sinister on the panel. And the IWC Armageddon Champion, Christian from Philadelphia.
We got fucking robbed of that main event tonight. I petition
yes.
Everybody. I petition that everybody should get half a point for that main event because it's not fair to the people who picked Braun Strowman, and it's not fucking fair to the people who picked Roman Reigns. That's what I petition.
Well, none of us picked Roman Reigns, so that's okay. Let's get our early thoughts on the pay-per-view as a whole. Minister, what did you think of the pay-per-view as a whole?
As a whole, I thought it was interesting. You know, there was some unexpected things that happened. Obviously, the end, you know, and a couple of other things that took me by that, you know, I wasn't thinking were going to happened. And I mean, I think it was all right. It wasn't. It was definitely far from anything, you know, that we've seen in the past. But I mean, I'm pretty sure there's been worse ones. I would have to go back and, you know, really dig into it, but. It was all
right. One notable tonight, and that's pretty much it, aside from Brock Lesnar. The panel is heating up some more. The IWC Legends Champion, Double L. Loverboy.
Hey. What's up, everybody? Just wrapped up the pay-per-view.
So, for everybody who don't know, tomorrow we'll go over our predictions on Monday Night Fallout, and we'll see who got it right and who got it wrong. I just want to let everybody know that I did get the extra credit question correct, and I was thinking about it all week long. So, there you go. All right, back, Christian, what did you think of the show as a whole?
It was passable. Far better than the past pay-per-views we've gotten so far. It's passable, in my opinion. It was passable at best.
Passable, double
L.
You know, I actually was pretty impressed with this pay-per-view. I don't know about you guys, just really quickly, I don't know what you think, but it seemed like this one went by really fast compared to some of the other pay-per-views the last couple months. Like, this one kind of flew. So it was pretty decent. The end ruined it, but we'll get to that point.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
The end
yes.
ruined it. The show as a whole. A hole. That's what Vince is. An a hole. All right. So let's start off with the pre-show match. The Bar versus the New Day. I didn't get to see it, but the New Day retained. Or not the Bar. Sorry. Rusev Day versus nobody saw that coming except me.
I think you should lose a half a point just for the error on that.
No, I don't lose it.
That point that you gained.
No.
That extra credit that you gained.
No. Minister, did you see this pre-show match?
I did not see this pre-show match. In fact, I have no idea who won the match. I do have an
idea
who won. I know who won. New Day won the match. That's right, because I saw their promo afterwards. But I did not see the match.
And if you want to go to WrestleCorp.com, WrestleCorp.com, you can go and comment there. The thread is open.
I was watching
open.
The finish to the Broncos game at that time, I think.
Yeah, like, I don't mind winning by 1 point every game, but it just, it's not instilling me with a lot of confidence, but a win is a win, you know, I mean.
Hey, as ugly as, you know, it can get ugly, you know, an ugly win, but it's still a win, man. It's still a win.
I was saying that, you know, Bronco fans are very fickle, and if we would have lost to the Raiders or at least got blown out by the Raiders, like, they would have been calling for Case Keenum to be hung. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
he's a local Texas boy, man. In fact, when he was here at the University of Houston, oh, man, dude, he had the most bestest ever bowl game. Holy crap. Came back. From, like, he was down like 4 touchdowns or some crazy shit. It was ridiculously awesome. But, you know, they didn't have any faith in him over there in Minnesota. There he is, finds himself in the Broncos, starting for the Broncos, no less.
Well, at least he got it done. Christian, did you see the pre-show?
No, I didn't even know that the pre-show even had a match. They never advertised any match for the pre-show. I was shocked to find out that SmackDown Titles was the pre-show match.
Yeah, they moved it, and most of you were thinking that KO versus what's his bucket was going to be on the pre-show, except
for
me, of
course.
Was that also
an extra credit question?
Yes, it was, and we'll get into who got what. We'll get into who got the points in that. Pretty much everybody but Minister. Double L. Did you see the pre-show?
I did. I watched the pre-show, and it was a pretty good match. It was a pretty good match. I haven't really seen a whole lot out of Aiden English. Well, you know, Rusev, being as athletic as that dude is, you know, he put on a great show. The New Day guys, we know how good they are. In the ring, and I was actually impressed with Aiden English. I just didn't watch a whole lot of his wrestling in the past. Dude's pretty dang good. You know, so the ending with the win, with New Day getting the win, you know, it's just going to create more divide for Aiden and Rusev. But part of me feels bad for Rusev, man. They keep putting him in championship matches, and he keeps losing. You know, half of me was kind of rooting for him, even though I had picked the New Day. But the match itself was pretty damn good. You know, Kofi Kingston flying around the ring as he does, Big E being a badass as he does. It was a good match to kick it off. I liked it.
Cool.
All right. Well, so there you go. Let's move on because Hell in a Cell begins. And I am upset that I didn't get to see this match. I was busy at Elitch's, and Chuck E. Cheese. All right, Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton. Randy Orton wins. Jeff Hardy falls from the top of the cell into a table. And they didn't stop this match, right? They didn't stop this one for Jeff Hardy's apparent death. But they stopped the end, you know, so... go figure. Minister, what did you think of the opening match of Hell in a Cell? With the red cell, no less.
Yeah, the red cell. And also, was it a new cell? I don't seem to recall the cell going outside. I seem to recall the cell being just on the apron. But I guess I'll have to check into that. But
no,
yeah,
there was
the
always
opening
the,
match.
There was always the, there was always the outside man. Like,
I
remember
the elimination.
The man.
Yeah, you're thinking of the elimination chamber, Minister.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
Thank you for clearing that up, guys. But anyway, yeah, the opening match with Hardy and Orton, I mean, it was okay, guys. But, and you know, and of course, you had the spot with Orton putting the screwdriver in Hardy's ear. That was riveting. Okay, that was good stuff. There was a couple of transitions that I missed, though, because there was a football games coming on, and I was busy with that. But I didn't think it was anything major that I missed. But then we had that final spot, though. Which to me was unimpressive, man. Not to say that I wanted him to kill himself, but honestly, in my opinion, it was a little underwhelming. I mean, we all knew Orton would win this, and Hardy's going to be just fine. as he moves on to finish his bucket list before he hangs it up and whatnot. And I hope the other things on his list work out for him better, because this one here, it's nothing to write home about, man. It didn't live up to the hype, in my opinion, this match.
Not living up to the hype. Welcome to Mum Ra over there in the chat, the World Generation Champion, IWC World Generation Champion. Welcome, Mum Ra. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of this opening gambit in Hell in a Cell?
The match was slow, methodical, slow pace, deep spots. It was kind of boring. It was dragging a little too long. I think the match could have ended around 15 minutes, but it kept going. It dragged too long, the match. It was too long, like 30 minutes or something. And the final spot, I wasn't impressed either, because Jeff clearly saw Randy move out of the way through the table, and he still jumped through the table. That's a fucked up moment right there. And so, this match wasn't that good, but it was a decent opener, I guess.
Best Friends NXT says Jeff Hardy versus Randy Orton in Hell in a Cell was pretty awesome. Disturbing and brutal spots. Props to both men. Hope Jeff Hardy is okay. Double L, what did you think of this opening segment?
I got to disagree with Minister and Christian, man. I agree with Best Friends NXT. This was a brutal match. I mean, I can see what you guys are saying. It was a little slow paced, but that's Randy Orton. That's what he does. He's slow paced until he explodes, and that's what made him so famous. But this was a nasty, brutal match. I mean, my God. I mean, this is a heck of a way to open Hell in a Cell. That's for sure.
I did like the blood stuff, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I hate the red cell. It makes it harder to see when the camera's on the outside. I don't know if you guys feel the same way. I didn't like the red cell. It's too much of a the glare's too much
it's
in your eyes.
Ugly.
It's kind of hard to see the match itself. Yeah, did it bug you too?
Ugly.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but actually, I like this match. I thought it was a great way to open up Hell in a Cell.
Well, like I said, I didn't get a chance to see it, but that's okay. All right. Moving along now. Becky Lynch versus Charlotte Flair. Becky wins with a roll-up, a fruit roll-up. Minister of Sinister, I didn't see this match. What did you think of Becky finally winning in a roll-up fashion?
Becky and Charlotte, man, I mean, by the way, both women look very nice tonight. And lots of doggy shots on this one early on. Lots of nice little doggy shots early on. But then they had a spot that just looked completely botched, man, by both women. At least two attempts, no less, too. And then they finally figured up, try to do some type of figure four or figure four attempt. It was botched, but it ended up in a figure four. I mean, I had a lot going on here at the Palace of Malice at the time. And I even had to turn down the volume for the match for a little while. So I was out of it, in and out of it. It was not very exciting, though. But then, of course, the finish also, man, it was uninspiring with the freaking spear by the red-headed siren, because I'm starting to like to call her now. Becky Lynch is just, she's doing something for me lately. Ever since that beatdown that she put on Charlotte Tuesday, she's just, I don't know, man. Something's going on with me and Becky Lynch. I know she feels it, too, but I digress. But the redheaded siren going for the win with that uninspiring spear, though, it was a bit uninspiring, man. And then the roll-up at the end, I mean, it was just, I didn't care for it. I didn't care for
Expert booking by the WWE. A Christian from Philadelphia. Becky wins her title finally with a roll-up. Boy, that's a great moment.
Well, here's the fucked up part of this whole match, right? During the whole entirety of the match, Becky has been working on Charlotte's arms, girl, the entire fucking match. But she never fucking tapped her out with the injured arm. All she did was a fucking botched roll-up to win. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know where this is going to lead. Hopefully, during the Super Showdown, she doesn't lose the title right away. Or, you know, the Women's Evolution, hope she doesn't lose the title. But other than that, this match really didn't impress me at all tonight. It just lost its mojo. It lost its edge somewhere. I expected more. I'm kind of disappointed.
I did, like I said, I didn't see it, but it's interesting, the coronation of Becky. She's been waiting so long, and she wins with a roll-up. Double L. Like, I don't know.
You know, we all know that Becky's my girl. I was absolutely thrilled to see her win. But, Minister, I know exactly what you're talking about with that botched move. It was early on in the match. I don't know what the deal was with this match.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a big Becky Lynch fan. I know a lot of people love her. She's great in the ring. It's almost like Becky was slow, and you could almost see Charlotte having to slow down for Becky. Because, I mean, I keep going back to that iconic match between Charlotte and Asuka that was just one of the most phenomenal, you know, WrestleMania matches, women's matches I've seen in a long time, because it was fast, it was high energy, and Charlotte can compete at that speed and at that level. It's like Becky couldn't tonight. So, like you said, like about 15 times, it was very uninspired, and for the way the win to come about, it was really disappointing, you know, how the win occurred. Again, I'm thrilled that my girl won. Yeah, this wasn't a great match. It really wasn't. There's too many botches. It was too slow. I don't know. I'm with you guys on that one. It was just, it wasn't a great match at all, unfortunately.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens at the Super Showdown or Evolution or whatever. I'm pretty sure Becky keeps the title for a while because Charlotte is moving on to probably Ronda at WrestleMania. They had to get the title off of her. I would have really, maybe Becky should have won the title at Evolution. I don't know. I think that if you're piping up a women's pay-per-view, what a way to get news, you know? I mean, unless somebody beats Ronda for the title, then that would get mainstream attention. But I think Becky getting her win, I don't know. So next up was The Shield, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler. I was watching this match in my car as I was driving because I'm a good driver and I can do that as I'm driving.
Please stop.
And no, I did it. And, you know, it looked like a really good match, and the ending was, I like the fact that what's his bucket pulled Ziggler out and was carrying him to the back unconscious as he won. I thought that was funny and good, and it was a good match. It was a hell of a match. And Dean Ambrose, his intensity has increased, and no more slingshot on the ropes, which is also a good thing. Minister of Sinister, the tag team title, did not change hands. What do you think?
Well, the thing with this match, man, is I missed a good chunk of it. First, I had issues with the internet, which brought the pay-per-view to a complete halt. And I hate that shit that it's not on a channel. But that's a different story for another day. But, you know, everything rebooted back up and shit. And then everything came back on. And I started looking. But then the Cowboys scored an electrifying touchdown out of nowhere. So then I finally get to the match, though, and Ziggler was distracting the ref. And I love that shit. I love a great heel tactic like that, man. That especially that tactic, distracting the ref, always been one of my favorite heel tactics. And but then the double suicide dive with Rollins, where Mack and Ziggler caught him, and then Ambrose came out. That was pretty cool, man. Ambrose came out and landed on top of them, and Rollins and Ziggler, of course, they had that scene where they. Let's see, how did that go down? Rollins and Ziggler, they came into the ring and hit the power slam on Ziggler, and it looked like the end, but then there was a buckle bomb that got thrown in the mix. And, I mean, this match had it all, man. And it was just a lot of phenomenal, badass sequences and spots and all that moves and all that crap. Rollins had that badass frog splash from the top, too, man. That was epic. And I thought it was a good match, man. Let's see, how did that finish, though? Who won that match? Oh, yeah. Yes, that was the favorite part of the match, the ending. The ending with that Claymore kick that knocked both Ziggler and Rollins out. Ziggler falls on top of freaking Rollins by accident, or just however the hell it happened, for the 1-2-3. And then that's it. Here were some honorable heels. Finally, I'm loving it.
Yeah, I thought it was a very good match, and it helped the drive go by. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of the tag team championship match?
Match of the night. Match of the fucking night.
Good
it was
stuff.
Match of the night. Main event quality at best, my boy. Main event quality. 5 fucking stars. I loved this fucking match. I was screaming at the top of my lungs of excitement. I literally got off of my seat with the fucking near fall close call. This was fucking phenomenal. Best. It put AJ Styles and Samoa Joe to shame, and it put the main event to shame. So 5 stars, lads. Great job.
Christian Meltzer there with his 5 stars.
Oh my
Double
God.
L. Loverboy.
You did not just say that.
Well,
yeah,
he gave
this
me 5 stars.
Now, this was a phenomenal match. Absolutely. You know, we talked a couple months ago how my girls have kind of stopped watching wrestling, not really into it anymore. Well, they were out here in the living room watching with me. My daughter's little buddy was up watching it. This was the match that got them into the pay-per-view. They ended up watching the rest of the entirety of the pay-per-view with me. I was very proud of them. But that says a lot to what this match did. This match was, I mean, it was electrifying. We knew it would be. We knew it would be. Because, I mean, Rollins and Ziggler, they're always phenomenal in the ring. McIntyre really showed up tonight and showed what he could do. Ambrose was just Ambrose. I mean, it was definitely the match of the night. Definitely put the main event to shame. I mean, this was one of the best matches I've seen in the pay-per-view in a long time, by far.
All right, fair enough. WrestleCorp.com's Best Friends NXT says, the show Steelers versus The Shield was pretty good. I was surprised The Shield didn't win as I thought they were going to win. And according to predictions, none of us did. All right, so moving along now, we had that, which was good. And then Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles. And Samoa Joe actually won this match, even though he didn't, because it was clear that AJ tapped out before. And, you know, Paige doing her thing, sets up Super Showdown, no disqualification match. And maybe Joe wins it there, which is very interesting. It shows how WWE sees this Super Showdown show as the show to show what they can show. Minister of Sinister. What?
Oh, yeah, that was great. To show what they can show. But, man, I'll tell you what they showed us tonight. Samoa Joe was robbed tonight. It's a travesty, and frankly, I'm sick about it. I'm sick to my stomach over it. Paige should have done the right thing and gone out there immediately to rectify the situation. And the fact that she didn't shows her favoritism towards AJ Styles. But I'll tell you what.
Yeah, Jack Tunney would have restarted that match. President Jack Tunney. Bring back President.
Bring him back.
Tunney.
I don't even give a shit if he's dead. Bring him back. Just find
bring
a way to bring him back.
Yeah. His animated corpse.
His fucking rotting corpse. Bring it back.
It kind of looks like a rotting corpse, you know. Anyway.
A match, man. They beat the shit out of each other, man. I mean, what can you say about these two? You know, they beat the shit out of each other. And we had that dusty finish there at the end. And continues the feud, man. We none of us wanted to see it end, I don't think.
Paige's lips
were
are looking luscious. Luscious
yeah.
lips.
Oh, yeah.
Christian from Philadelphia. So Samoa Joe didn't win, but he did he?
You know what's funny? I said this exact same dusty finish on SummerSlam where Samoa Joe hits Styles with the Coquina Clutch and Styles rolls on top of him. I said the exact same finish that they did last night, but they did it in the wrong show. They should have done it on SummerSlam. And then AJ Styles should have been disqualified, and then the Super Showdown. They did this whole backwards. But all in all, it's going to happen. Now, the most important thing is this. Does this championship match come before or after Daniel Bryan versus Miz is number one contendership. So if Daniel Bryan wins, Samoa Joe wins the title. But if Miz wins, AJ Styles wins the title. Everything is on the line in that pay-per-view. We just got to see what happens.
No, Daniel Bryan's got to he's got to get the win because he's you know that's going to be his win. That's going to be he's going to finally get the so Samoa Joe is going to win pretty much. And you said that AJ Styles would win clean, and that was as unclean as humanly possible. Double L. What did you think of the WWE Championship, man?
And I thought it was a great match. Like Minister said, man, these guys just beat the crap out of each other the whole match. I mean, they definitely put everything out there on the line. I mean, Joe, he's just so surprisingly athletic for a dude his size. I mean, you know, just the crap he can do is pretty unreal. I was really disappointed with the end, you know, just because I wanted to see Joe get the belt. Not because I picked him, but because he's been right there on the cusp this whole damn time. And to see him lose in a dust-up like that, it just didn't feel right. I didn't like it. I mean, I get it. It sets it up for the Super Showdown, whatever. I understand that. But these guys beat the crap out of each other, man. It's awesome to see, you know, what these guys do together in the ring. I mean, they've known each other for so many years that they could just do anything to each other. And I love it. Absolutely love it. So it was a good match. I mean, I enjoyed it.
You did not pick Joe. You said AJ wins clean. So we'll find out the points tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout. And we'll go over the predictions.
I must have changed that. Yeah, anyway, move on.
You didn't change that. I think the reason why the show went so fast tonight is because there was no filler. There was no Elias. There was no stupid comedy segments. There was none of that shit. It was just straight up, you know. Yeah, there was wrestling after wrestling after wrestling. All right, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to finish up with the show. Like I said, tomorrow night we'll have our point tallies to see who won our prediction extravaganza. I know who won because I'm looking at the sheet right now. But you'll have to tune in tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout at the Raw Overrun to take a look at that. And that should be good. If you want to go to WrestleCorp.com, join in on the conversation. Mumra says that feud will probably go on till Survivor Series, and he will love every minute of it. All right? So if you guys want to get in and tell us your thoughts real quick, 619-924-0815. I am T-Rock Plutonium. This is Hell in a Cell Fallout. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more right here on the World Generation Network. Monday nights on the World Generation Podcast Network. In association with Bud's Backroom, the greatest wrestling podcast, Monday Night Fallout returns with T-Rock Plutonium, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and special appearances by the Wolfpack, Hollywood KV, and more. Plus the rebirth of the IWC. Stay tuned on the World Generation Podcast Network. Monday nights will never be the same again. People everywhere are signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinions, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell, are you ready?
My body keeps changing my life.
Welcome back, everyone, to Hell in a Cell Fallout special night tonight, talking about the pay-per-view. One title changed hands tonight, and it was Becky winning with a roll-up, so there you go. All right, moving right along, Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus The Miz and Maryse, and Daniel Bella could not pull it out as the heels win again. Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this match? And do you think that Daniel Bryan is going to win the number one contender?
I do think that Daniel Bella is going to win the number one contendership, but we'll save that for upcoming, for the next show or whatever. But yeah, The Miz pounding on Daniel Bella, in the opening moments of that match was awesome. I loved it. And then The Miz, with The Miz kicks on Daniel Bella, and then antagonizing Brie Bella, that was also awesome. I loved it. Freaking loved it. I was having the time of my life in this match. The Miz punching Daniel Bella in front of Brie, also awesome. I mean, this was going great. And then Maryse taking a beating, though, from Brie Bella for a little bit. That was not so awesome. But then Maryse coming back there at the end to embarrass the hell out of that car model, Brie Bella, that was absolutely awesome. I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, it was a pretty good match. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of this serving up they gave us?
Well, this match was good, but the worst part has to go with fucking Daniel Bryan. He's so fucking boring now. Like, he's too much of a cookie-cutter face now. He's so boring. Like, he's just a guy now. He's not the yes man anymore. He's just a guy. He's Brie Bella's husband at this point. The guy's so fucking... He's dead in the water. He's dead in the water. He's so boring.
He's Daniel Bella.
Yeah. And by the way, Minister, you should sue Maryse because she stole that nickname from you.
Which one now?
Daniel Bella.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Well, they listen to the show, you know.
Of
course they do.
Well, Daniel Bryan was the worst part, and so was Brie. Brie was shit in this match. Brie was absolutely garbage in this match. Oh, fuck. Imagine Evolution pay-per-view. Fuck me. That's all I gotta say about this.
Christian, let me tell you something. You said that Samoa Joe will win the title. That way it would be Daniel Bryan versus Samoa Joe. But Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles, we never got a clean finish to that. So that's also a possibility. Like, that's not an awful match as well.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
So,
But Daniel Bryan has to turn heel.
Nah, face for those two faces, that'll work. Double L,
okay.
What did you think of this tag team mixed drink?
I'm with Christian, man. I'm so bored with Daniel Bryan. I mean, Christian's absolutely right. Daniel Bryan does the same crap, the same moveset. He has never changed it. He never adds new stuff in. It's old. It's boring. When this match started, I mean, this was... I didn't really seem to care a whole heck of a lot at all about this match. You know, I'm tired of it because it's just Daniel Bryan doing his yes crap and his yes kicks and, oh, I'm going to miss him. Oh, I'm going to throw myself in the corner of the ring and I'm going to jump at somebody. I'm going to... I don't care anymore. I just don't. You know, I mean... I get they've got to have a feud for The Miz and Bryan because Bryan just came back not too long ago, so you got to get him back up there because the fans want to see him for some strange reason. The Miz is The Miz. They stripped him the IC title, threw him on SmackDown, so they got to keep him going. And the whole Maryse Brie Bella thing being there is just because of Evolution. It's the only reason why those two women are on TV right now. I don't care. Like, this was the match that I cleaned my kitchen after dinner and occasionally took a look to see what was going on. Because I just... don't care about Daniel Bryan anymore. I just don't give a damn. So this match to me was blah. Yeah.
So Double L doesn't care, neither do we. All right, moving on. Alexa Bliss versus Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Working those ribs. Rousey selling like a champ. She's doing real good. I really like, this was a better match than I thought. And, you know, Ronda's doing real good as an underdog babyface. Who would ever think? Minister of Sinister, what did you think of this predictable finish?
Yeah, the finish was definitely predictable, but I have to definitely concur with everything that you're saying. Rowdy Ronda Rousey is way, way further along than I anticipated. I really thought she was going to be just terrible. I didn't think she has surprised the hell out of me, and frankly, I'm loving it. I just wish she would change her ring gear, because she could look so much better for me. For me, obviously. But it's not about me. But nevertheless, man, her working there, her selling is top freaking notch, man. And let me tell you something. Alexa Bliss put the fucking boots to her tonight. She had her twisted up. She had her doing all kinds of things, man. She was Fireman Carrie, the whole thing, man. It was awesome. Alexa Bliss did a great job out there tonight. And she held her own with Ronda freaking Rousey. But, you know, at the end, we all knew who was going to win. I think we all called Rousey on this. But, yeah, it was still a good performance by Bliss. I was very impressed with how she handled herself out there tonight against Ronda Rousey. But, yeah, definitely kudos to Ronda Rousey. Selling like a freaking champ out there, man. Selling like a champ. I love it.
Christian, what did you think of these two going one-on-one?
First of all, thank God I changed my predictions on Fatal 4-Way about Rousey and Bliss. Thank God. Thank God I did, because I was an idiot.
It doesn't matter. What happens on Fatal 4-Way stays on Fatal 4-Way. So
no.
Your prediction. Sorry. It's the nice and nice and forever in blue ballpoint pen.
Oh, so that's a good thing. So that's okay then. That's great. So anyway, Little Miss Bliss improved. She did it. She defied the odds. She didn't look like a total wimp, unlike Nia Jax, who got completely buried by Ronda Rousey, because Nia Jax is shit. She's a complete shit. But the match was great. It was a good women's match. Far better than Charlotte and Becky Lynch, and that's a fucking shame. Because you would think that two women who knew each other for years could put a better match. But nope. Ronda and Alexa Bliss put on the best women's match out there. It was great. I give it 3 stars.
3 stars. And we welcome TBM to the chat thread over there on WrestleCorp.com. Double L, what did you think of this one?
I thought it was okay. And let me explain why. Now, I mean, it wasn't bad. Rousey's moveset is actually very impressive. She is very impressive in the ring. Minister, I disagree. I think she's selling a little over the top. Because think about it. She's used to actually getting hit in the UFC. So she knows, so she doesn't have to sell when she's hurt in the UFC because she's fucking hurt. Whereas in the WWE, she has to sell it. And to me, she kind of oversold the, you know, a little too much. It was a little overdramatic. But it just was to me, because she knows how to get hurt. You know, she doesn't have to act when it's actually hurting. So I think my favorite moment, though, was when she got, you know, got that mean girl look on her face, and Alexa kind of freaked out a little bit. The whole match changed. I kind of liked that, cheesy as it was. The one thing about Rousey that she needs to fix, you say it's her ring gear, for me, it's that big, dumbass, cheesy grin she comes out with every dang time. She's supposed to be the baddest woman on the planet. She looks like the biggest bitch on the planet when she comes out. That stupid smile.
Ooh.
She needs to come out with that nasty, vicious, I'm going to kick your ass look every time she comes out. It pisses me off. Because it's not consistent, and I don't like it. But overall, this was a very good match. It definitely eclipsed Charlotte and Becky. A lot of that was Alexa Bliss. That woman is so damn good in the ring, winning or losing. So it was a good match. I was actually very, very impressed with it. Ronda is definitely holding her own. I agree with you on that.
And a couple of nice ass shots, too. Thank you, cameraman, for your very nice work tonight. You deserve all the credit. All right. So
Sammy.
The main event, the red cell is dropped. and Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. First of all, I called every spot. I knew that he was going to spear Strowman through the table. I knew that both of them were going to fall off onto the two tables. We knew that they were going to come in. Somebody said in the other thread that was Dean and Drew sleeping on the top of the cage when Brock kicked in the door, which was pretty cool. And then he pepper sprayed Mick Foley. Brock Lesnar came in. Apparently he's not done. Are we going to get a triple threat at the next pay-per-view? Or who knows what the hell is going to go on? But the ending, like, who stops a friggin' Hell in a Cell match, man? I saw midget ninjas coming in to the cell with The Undertaker, and they came in, and the midget ninjas flew in, and they hung the Big Boss Man, and the match still went on. Like, that's what happens. People die in that match, and it still continues, except for Jeff Hardy. It continued for him, but no, not for Roman and Strowman. Brock comes in, and that's it. Minister of Sinister. We talked a little earlier on, but what did you think?
To me, this match went to hell in a cell when the Shield and the Dogs of War showed up. When the Hounds of Justice and the Dogs of War showed up, that's when the match to me went to hell. You know, a lot of people popped and everything, and sure enough, they climbed up to the stage or to the cell and they did their thing. But to me, I wanted it to be Braun and freaking Roman Reigns up there, found their way up to the top of the cell somehow and shit. But no, they couldn't give me that. I wanted to be one of them going down through the table from the top. But no, they didn't give me that. So it was disappointing from that point. But the match itself, I mean, they had their spots, and we all knew what they were going to do pretty much. You called it. You said exactly what they were going to freaking do, and they did it. They freaking did it, move by move. I don't know if you called them in order, but nevertheless, you called them. And so here we are, the whole thing with the get your old ass and count, Braun Strowman telling Mick Foley that. I thought that was good. I really enjoyed that. The part that pissed me off the most about this match was the no freaking finish, man. It's a Hell in a Cell match. There are no rules. After Brock Lesnar came and beat the fuck out of everybody or whatever the hell, there still should have been a finish. The other referee should have still come out and, hey, let's go, guys. Get your asses up. We have to have a finish. The fact that they didn't finish it to me was, it was a bunch of crap, man. I did not have a part. I did not have a problem, though, with Lesnar coming out. I really did not. I thought it kept things fresh. The main problem for me was the no finish at the end. That kind of inflated it for me.
It kind of ruins the whole thing about the cell, like nobody can get in. We know people always get in. Second, Roman and Strowman were sleeping for about 15 minutes while they were doing the up on the cell thing. And then, in the end, like in the Attitude Era, they would have never stopped that match. It would have just kept going. You know, I mean, what do you want to do? I didn't like that. And it was only because some senile old man thinks that that's the way to make everybody look strong, and it, I guess, but, you know, like, whatever. Christian from Philadelphia, what did you think of the main event of Hell in a Cell?
We all got fucking robbed tonight, dude. We all got fucking robbed. They fucking fucked us over tonight. That's why we all picked Braun Strowman. We should all get half a point for fucking staff. It's the least consolation we could get, at least, because we all got fucking robbed. We all got fucking robbed. It's not fair, dude. Like, we got fucking legit robbed. I hate it. You want me to give you an example of a Hell in a Cell match that didn't stop? How about the debut of fucking Kane in 1997 when Kane bust through the cell and came out and attacked his own brother, The Undertaker, and fucking the match continued and Shawn Michaels pinned Undertaker. How about that? Well, how about the fact that Miz and R-Truth invading a triple threat match between CM Punk, John Cena, and Alberto Del Rio? Huh? Why you do this in this match, making both men look stupid, by the way? Because now Braun Strowman's lost the briefcase. That hurts Strowman even more now. It doesn't make him good at all. Now Strowman's gone with the briefcase. There goes another Money in the Bank briefcase holder. And all this was for nothing. The heel turn was for nothing. The stable was for nothing. The build-up was for nothing. Fuck this main event.
Well,
fuck
there are some people. Some people are saying that Baron Corbin could say, no, it wasn't. He didn't really cash in. It was just a regular old match. And maybe he gives the briefcase back to Braun Strowman or something along those lines. But here's what I do know. We're going to see Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns wrestle again, which everybody wants. That's a match that I've never seen before, and I can't wait to see it again. Double L, Loverboy Langlois, Legends Champion, the only Loverboy in the IWC. What did you think of this main event?
All right, so steering Strowman through a table knocks them both out for 15 minutes, but steel steps to the head twice doesn't knock anybody out. Yeah, okay, that's believable. Anyway, I didn't have a problem with the Dogs of War coming out. I didn't have a problem with the Shield coming out. It was actually pretty entertaining. Not very often do you see a guy like Dolph Ziggler climb a Hell in a Cell, and not often do you see a guy like Dolph Ziggler fall off the Hell in a Cell onto a table. I liked that. I was okay with that. Once Lesnar's music hit, I went, oh, shit. There it goes. There goes the whole freaking pay-per-view. It's done. It's done. It's over. Because what does the WWE not understand about how Lesnar destroyed Raw? How do they not get this? Why are you bringing Lesnar back? Nobody wants him in the WWE anymore. Nobody. Nobody does. Except for maybe Vince. I don't know why. Oh my God. And then, yeah, the no finish. I mean, you guys are absolutely right. This is Hell in a freaking Cell. People die. You know, you're right. Boss Man got hung, you know, by the Brood. They didn't finish the damn match. You know, what the WWE is doing with things like the Money in the Bank and the Hell in the Cell, these things used to be iconic. They used to mean so much to the WWE universe when we're watching a pay-per-view called Hell in a Cell because you know shit's going to go down. And then they no finish the main event of a pay-per-view that's inside Hell in a Cell because these guys can't go on. Really? You've got to be joking. And so T-Rock, you're right. Yay, we get to see Lesnar and Reigns again. Yeah, I just
did. You hear the boos? Did you hear the boos at the end?
Oh my God!
Like, nobody was having it. Like,
no, I'm surprised that fans didn't jump the barrier and start ripping down the dang cage. I mean, it was awful. I mean, the people who paid how much to be there, they should all be refunded. Period. Every single person that was at that pay per view should be refunded their ticket money. All because of that ending. That's how awful it was, and it completely delegitimized what was actually a fairly decent pay-per-view up until that point. It destroyed the entire damn thing.
It ruined the Hell in a Cell, and it ruined the Money in the Bank cash-in. It ruined, like, couldn't that cash-in have been used? Strowman could have got that match any way, shape, or form. That cash-in, Kevin Owens could have used it. That would have been better for him. You know,
yeah, loved it.
Somebody, Elias could have used it. You know, anybody else could have made something. They could have made a young star. Instead, they were. I'm telling you, tomorrow night, Baron Corbin's going to have the briefcase and say, "Well, I made it a regular match, and I decided not to cash it in. So Braun Strowman is still because that'll really piss people off. That'll be like, oh, okay." And then maybe we'll get the Braun Strowman cashing in on Roman Reigns after Brock Lesnar beats the guy. Well, like Christian said, we'll get the finish that we called three pay-per-views later because they can't give it to us when we want
when
it.
We
Mumra
it.
Mumra in the chat said Vince stopped the match because he ran out of tissues. Best Friends NXT says Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman in a Hell in a Cell match with Mick Foley was a massive letdown. Poor Strowman, he got screwed again. Even Mick Foley can't save it. F Vince McMahon and Kevin Dunn. And yay for Roman Reigns versus Brock 5 for the Universal Championship at Survivor Series. It's a match we all want to see. And Mumra goes on to say, turned into patty cake in the cell. So there you go, guys. You just heard it from us. And, okay, so we'll get everybody's review and the ratings, and then we'll close it out. We get to close it out early. But don't forget, tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout, we'll go over all our predictions. We have a winner, and of course, we'll be here at the Overrun to talk about what happens on Monday Night Raw. So, Minister of Sinister, what are your thoughts on the pay-per-view, and what is your rating out of 10?
Oh, shit. My thoughts on the pay-per-view, you know, like I said, when we came on, I thought it was all right, but, you know, just all right. And that's what sucks about it, man. I want it to be badass. I want it to be badass every time. They're not giving that to me right now. It was just all right. I mean, there were some good matches. There were some good things in there, and then there was some bad. I guess the bad, maybe I'm seeing that it outweighed the good. I don't know. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10, though. I'm going to go over the 5 because I think it was better than it was bad. So 6 out of 10, you know, we're going to go on. We're going to have some other matches. AJ Styles against Samoa Joe is going to continue. Daniel Bryan is going to go on to win the, what is that? What was I saying?
I've already called all this shit.
He's going to win the number one contendership, and then The Miz is somehow going to end up with the title. And they're going to have their thing. So that's all good, I guess. It's going to happen that way. We shall see. 6 out of 10.
I had a thought that the Elimination Chamber is going to be all – that is how, like – oh, damn it. Which one? Somebody's going to win, and then somebody's going to go on. But it's going to be the thing that gets either like Samoa Joe, like he's gonna lose the title in the cell or something like that. Like,
yeah,
No, that's right. The Miz is gonna win in the Elimination Chamber, and then Daniel Bryan is gonna have won the Rumble, and then they're gonna face each other at WrestleMania. So Daniel Bryan is thinking he's gonna face whoever at maybe Samoa Joe or whatever at WrestleMania, but that's how The Miz is going to win. He's not going to win one-on-one. He's going to win at Elimination Chamber. Then it's going to be Bryan versus Miz. That's what I think. Christian, what did you think?
Hold on.
Go ahead, Minister.
I had a thought, too, real quick. And
it's not good.
By the way, this thought, though, was, man, Alicia Fox tonight. Holy crap. Legs from hell. Man, I cannot get these legs off of my mind. This is the thought I'm talking about. Alicia Fox's legs. Oh my God. That's it. Pour some hot sauce on him. Pour
Christian.
Some hot sauce.
Christian from Philadelphia. What did you think of this one?
You know, I was going to give it a 6 out of 10 too. But because of fuckboy Lesnar and the fact that he's going to ruin Monday Night Raw again, I'm going to give it 4 out of 10. Fuck you, Lesnar. Go back to the UFC where you belong.
4 out of 10. All right. Double L, what would you give the show tonight?
So, first of all, Minister, I don't know what your deal is with Foxy. She looked like a fucking clown tonight. I'm sorry. She looked stupid.
Come on, man.
But anyway. No. She looked like a clown. All right? But anyway, I digress.
Sometimes you need a cheap girl like that, man.
All right. So, you know, I actually was really enjoying this pay-per-view. I mean, was it the greatest? No. You know, there were some crappy matches, but there were some really good ones, too. I thought it was, you know, it moved at a good clip. You know, like you said earlier, T-Rock, it was just wrestling. And that's what we wanted to see, is we wanted to see wrestling. Because we get enough commentary and crap on Raw. But then the ending happened. Like I said before, the ending, to me, it just completely delegitimized the entire pay-per-view. And it's terrible to say that, but it's true. You know, I mean, it's like watching the greatest movie you think you've ever seen until the ending lets you down so bad that it ruins the whole movie. That's what this was for me. That's how bad that ending ruined this pay-per-view for me. So I'm gonna be Christian tonight, which is terrifying to say, but I'm gonna be Christian tonight. I'm giving this pay-per-view a 3 out of 10 because of that ending. It ruined the entire pay-per-view. 3 out of 10,
damn,
best I can do. Yeah.
Three out of 10.
The ending, it was that bad. It was that bad.
Welcome to the dark side. I have to agree.
Oh, no,
with...
this is a one-time thing, Christian.
Double L, I have to agree with you. Like, I would have given this pay-per-view high marks. Like, it looked like a good pay-per-view. It went by quick. It was a good show. There were some good matches in it. I didn't get to see the beginning matches, but I'm sure they were okay. I might have had Seth and Dean open the show and then have the Hell in a Cell after, but whatever. But I'm going to give it a 3 out of 10, too, because that ending, it would have been a 7. I would have given it a 7 out of 10, but it loses 4 fucking points. For totally ruining the cash-in, for ruining Braun Strowman, and for just totally making Hell in a Cell a pointless structure. Because now it doesn't have to have a finish. It could just be called, except when Jeff Hardy dies in it. Then, of course, the match continues, and Randy Orton wins. So there you go. And that is it. All right, so let's close ourselves out, and then we'll talk more tomorrow night on Raw. I do have the list and everybody's predictions, and I do know who won and who lost. So let's go to, in reverse order, Double L. You get to go first this time. What do you have to say?
All right. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in and listening. Thanks to the guys and the chat room, WrestleCorp.com, Best Friends NXT, Mumra, DMB, always good to see you guys. I'm sorry to the WWE Universe that they screwed this pay-per-view up, but listen in tomorrow night. Let's check out the predictions. The prediction show is always so much fun. So tune in to the World Generation Podcast tomorrow night. Listen to Fallout. I am the only true lover boy in the IWC, your Legends Champion. I kick ass in the ring. I make all the ladies scream. This is Double L, the Lover Boy, signing off.
IWC Legends Champion, Double L, Lover Boy. All right, Christian.
You know what's more disappointing? The fact that we were able to almost predict every fucking thing in this one pay-per-view. Remember when WWE used to have fucking creativity? It was innovative. It was original. Now they lost all of that in one night. Fuck Hell in a Cell. I think the pay-per-view should be canceled. I'm sick of Hell in a Cell pay-per-views. They're not always good. I think the Hell in a Cell match should only be held at WrestleMania once every year for, like, somebody. But that's my opinion. Fuck this. Fuck, not the whole pay-per-view, but fuck the main event. Just fuck Lesnar. I'm done with Lesnar. Fuck me. This is shit. Tune in tomorrow to hear my thoughts on Monday Night Raw. See you later, guys.
All right. The Armageddon champion, Christian. Philadelphia. All right, Minister. You got the last word tonight.
Oh, man, yeah. Well, the last word, I'll take it. You know what? Fuck it. I'll take it. Good night, everybody. Thank you very much. Best Friends NXT, thanks for joining us in the chat. Bum Raw, also TBM, and Scandal, Rocks Your Socks Off, everybody in the WrestleCorp. It's good to see you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow night after Monday Night Raw right here on the World Generation Network. Tune in for Fallout tomorrow night.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, Minister! And I am T-Rock Plutonium, the world's only sign spinning luchador. You heard it here tomorrow night, Monday Night Fallout, right after Raw, live at the Overrun. And tomorrow night we will go over our predictions and see who was right and who was wrong. And we'll see everything that happens on Raw Thank you to everybody in WrestleCore. Thank you guys to everybody who's listening. I'm T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, we'll see you guys tomorrow night on Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Network. Be there.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.